Her father was a famous MI6 Mossad spy that reportedly used sex operatives to control people. He died being thrown off a yacht in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And, of course, she got caught in that farmhouse on the East Coast. And she was really the pimp over Epstein in a giant sex network ring over scientists that they were compromising so they could control not just government but industry and science. And so that was the master blackmail operation they were running. And also the biggest owner of private TV stations in England. And when he died, it turned out he was a front basically for intelligence networks. He was a very famous FBI agent. He even ran COINTELPRO. It's a civil rights movement. He apologized for that before he died in 2011. But he came out, and he was the one that explained to me about how they use these blackmail rings, elements of the CIA, and foreign intelligence groups, and how they would basically make people have sex with children to be part of these clubs and these cults they were setting up. I've been a big fan of Sacha Baron Cohen until I learned he spoke at the ADL last year and called for my arrest for free speech. And he called for Jeff Zuckerberg's arrest, or Mark Zuckerberg's arrest. So he called for my arrest and for Mark Zuckerberg's arrest for their free speech. And he supports internet censorship. So how does he make his money being this avant-garde, cutting edge, really over the edge comic that does things that could technically be seen as illegal? I support his free speech, and then he says I don't deserve it. He calls him dozens of times, because everybody knows when you bring a laptop or anything in, they say, if you don't pay for this, we're going to wipe it and sell it. And so 3 months goes by, 6 months goes by, nobody ever comes and gets it. The guy goes to look at it at the repair shop, the owner, and there's all these 25,000 files, what looks like underage girls, and all the rest of this crazy stuff, and him smoking crack or God knows what. He gives it to the FBI. Ray does nothing. The director hides it from Trump. And so people, let's just say inside, that had copies of that, they leak it to Rudolph Giuliani, who then now has started to put it out. So instead of facing up to it, they just say anyone promoting this, whether it's the House or Senate committees that were linking to it, right, or the New York Post or the president's press secretary, you're now banned, which again shows it's election meddling. It's gatekeeping to cover this up. But I'll tell you what else has come out now. His daughter, Biden's daughters, purportedly, and they've not denied it now, this broke 3 days ago, left her diary in a house that she had rented through the Moscow mayor, who he's friends with, to Hunter Biden again. Is asinine, because here's what happens. Notice they tried to impeach Trump just 9 months ago for stuff in Ukraine, because whatever they are worried about, they project. Okay, so Trump doesn't have Russia connections. Trump doesn't have those connections. Trump doesn't have those outside connections. You can't buy him. He doesn't have lobbyists. The problem is he then has family and people around him that basically become lobbyists for themselves, and Trump isn't really even aware of it, and then that's going on. And I mean, even junior aides now, you'll find out, have people given them millions of dollars. Well, it was standard, let's say 200 years ago, that you'd go out for the wife or the brother or somebody that works at the White House. It got organized the last 100 years with lobbyists. Trump literally cut the lobbyist off. So that's why he pissed official Washington off. Not that he's even perfect, but that he actually became the president, sort of making decisions himself instead of having consortiums and lobbyists pay him for policy. That's why he says, Biden's raised more money than me. Of course, I can call up all these companies. They'll give me any money I want, but I got to do what they say. Is that then everyone around him in his cabinet and everyone that works there, even down to mid-level people, no, I was mentioning that as a Fortune 500 company. It moves really quick, okay? So when I'm saying stuff, it's just data knowledge, okay? And then I can like, okay, yeah, did I say that? Yeah, it's real. Check it out. People were really pissed, who were patriots in the intelligence community and in other areas, but also enemies of Trump, that Kushner had so much influence. But now Kushner's gotten a lot of respect because he's actually gotten a lot of huge peace deals done that nobody else could do for 50 years. What I'm getting at here is, I didn't bring up AT&T. They're a good company overall. They're not the ones censoring and stuff. Okay, it's the big tech. The reason I raised that was just the one that popped in my head, the first one. It owns a lot of the big telecoms. It owns the majority of our debt. And I've got articles in the LA Times and New York Times I brought for you where they say Xi Jinping must destroy Trump to save America. He was our leader. And then at the Davos Group, he said 3 years ago, I will destroy Trump. I will work with Hollywood. I've got all his quotes right here. And Xi Jinping said, I want to overthrow American democracy. I want to repudiate it. I want to discredit it. And Xi Jinping admits he admires Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. Special interest in the U.S. went in and opened up China. You know, in the 70s, when most of them didn't have running water or electricity. They're hardworking, smart folks. But by one-sided trade deals where we have higher tariffs on them than they on us and all the rest of it, or vice versa, through those deals, they use the slave labor of China to then take over manufacturing worldwide. And so China's a client state of the globalist. And so now the Washington Post, the LA Times, the New York Times, I brought you the articles here, Dreams of Red Emperor, The Relentless Rise of Xi Jinping. And it says in these articles, he must destroy American Western Christian values. We love him. They had old-fashioned coal plants. China doesn't have one scrubber or filter on their coal power plants. And China doesn't have clean-burning coal. There's one place in the United States that has major deposits of coal that is such pure carbon, you don't even need scrubbers. Nothing comes out but carbon dioxide and water. Well, they know we know water's not bad, so they list carbon dioxide. People think it's monoxide. Just like in studies, if you say the scientific name of water, most people in Penn and Teller skits on the street will say banned dihydrogen monoxide. If you go out on the street, Joe Rogan, and ask 100 Austinites, dihydrogen monoxide is everywhere. If you get too much of it, you can die, drowned. And most people will say, I want to ban dihydrogen monoxide. That's the scientific name of water. Same thing if you do the scientific name of salt. Sounds scary. Well, so hydrogen monoxide is the bad one. Hydrogen dioxide is a good one. That's the life cycle. On Earth, there's light, there's water, there's oxygen, and there's carbon dioxide. Those are the four things you've got to have for life. And so they've gotten people convinced to say coal is dirty. It puts out carbon dioxide and water vapor. And so until about the 70s, we were still burning dirty coal full of mercury, all of it. But they found huge deposits of clean burning coal.